Dr. Wendy Bone of the California Geologic Survey's Seismic Hazards and Earthquake Engineering Division told the Rio Dell City Council, quote, "I will try not to scare you," at the start of her April 7th presentation on seismic hazards. Rio Dell Mayor Deborah Garns had alluded to the scary things Bowen has said in the past to a council presiding over a city that bore the brunt of impacts from a December 20th, 2022 earthquake and a follow-up one on January 1st, 2023. Bowen's presentation explained the causes and outcomes of earthquakes in what she described as the, quote, tectonic bumper car area that is the North Coast. Some faults are close to Rio Dell, and quakes from onshore faults have more serious impacts. Bowen described the Rio Dell fault lines that make it an especially active area.
So if we zoom in close, you can see Rio Dell there. The closest orange fault to you is the Little Salmon Fault, and that's just to the north. That fault has had three earthquakes in the last 1,700 years. The largest earthquake that it can have, we think, is probably around a magnitude 7.1. So that's where that is. There's some other faults around. There's the Ferndale Fault that's close by, the Rust Fault Zone that's nearby. So all of these faults can potentially have earthquakes. If you're interested in earthquakes, this is a really good place to be, because of the 11 magnitude 7 plus earthquakes in California that have happened since 1900, five of them have been up here. So this is the place in California where you are most likely earthquake shaking from a magnitude 7 earthquake.
Bone summarized an earthquake history that includes magnitude 7 quakes in 1980 and 1992, and the 6.4 magnitude 2022 quake, which was preceded by a 6.2 quake on the same date a year earlier. Is there a significance to the precise one-year spacing? Bone said there isn't. She said, quote, "It is just that you keep having bigger earthquakes." She also explained that how you feel the intensity of an earthquake varies, saying, quote, "What you feel depends on largely where the earthquake is and where you are." She said when people describe a rolling earthquake or a jolting one, quote, "What that's telling us is how far away you were." Answering questions from council members, Bowen emphasized the significance of impacts from lower magnitude earthquakes occurring with semi-regular frequency.
I get a little frustrated with the media because they're always like, the big one's coming. I'm like, the big one is the one that happens near you, causes damage to your community.
Right.
And so it shouldn't be, you know, a contest that, well, we have the biggest earthquake, or if it was bigger than yours. If it does damage and if it was felt and it scared people, then it was a big deal.
Absolutely.
And so a 6.2, a 6.4 on land here is a huge deal. A 7.1 out in the ocean that you don't feel as strongly is a less important deal.
Council members related their earthquake experiences. Councilmember Frank Wilson talked about the late 2022 earthquake sequence, where the initial 6.4 quake was followed by a 5.4 magnitude quake on January 1st.
And then the one that we had in, 2022, and then we have the one a week later. And the one a week later was centered real heavily around Rio Dell. And it was the violence of the second one compared to the first one. The first one had a higher number. The second one had a lower number. But it was a very violent, and I think all of this council was here for that. And what it did to our city, what it did to chimneys,
yeah,
my own chimney, and different things that took place. The magnitude thing doesn't mean anything to me.
Mayor Garns said the northern part of Rio Dell was, quote, hit super hard by the December 20th, 2022 quake, while the subsequent January 1st quake, quote, destroyed the southern end of town. Bowen said, quote, "My guess is that it was closer to you, and that's why you felt it more strongly, even though it was a smaller magnitude earthquake." City Manager Kyle Knopp said the city is encouraging people to sign up for the state's Earthquake Brace and Bolt Seismic Retrofit Program that was launched in 2023. With regard to city infrastructure, Knopp said it's a matter of, quote, building to modern code, and the city, quote, just had to adjust a water tank that's currently under construction to meet the current highest standard. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.